Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Me and my crew has worked several cardiac arrests that is sub 50 years old. And when you start doing compressions, we're starting to see this fountain phenomenon. When I mean fountain, like a fountain of blood come out of their mouth.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. That was my friend Eric, Fire Medic 8, over on BitChute. Yes, he is an actual paramedic, and in this interview, Eric wants to make public some of his struggles as he's now been put on paid administrative leave for daring to speak truth. And for those of you who may have similar issues, the first 14 or 15 minutes of this interview is all about that. For those of you who want to skip past that part of the conversation, at around the 15-minute mark, we get into other interesting territory. So I just wanted to share that show note with you. And before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know, if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com right now, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. Hey, I just want to say I really appreciate everybody who continues to find me on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, wherever you're finding this content, sgtreport.tv or sgtreport.com, or of course over on the Phaser. I really, really do appreciate it because, as you guys know, I've been banned from all of the major platforms, YouTube, Vimeo, and Twitter. More on that in a second. Let me welcome my guest, returning guest, Fire Medic 8 over on BitChute. He's an 18-year firefighter paramedic veteran. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
All right, we're going to get an update on your situation today. You're going through the fire because you don't want to be forced to do certain things to remain a firefighter paramedic. More on that in a second. Let me do a screen share here. I mentioned Twitter a second ago. Guys, say what you want about Elon Musk. He's taken the fight to these liberal Nazi fascists. And just imagine, we might have a fair and free election just by virtue of getting Twitter back. Recall that Twitter banned President Donald J. Trump from the platform, as they have done to me. And because they have suspended my account permanently, I will be appealing this. And I would imagine I would get my account back. All right, Eric, I'm coming back to you. I have some shocking video I want to play for you in a second. But before we talk about that, and that's 5G related,
okay,
bring us up to speed on your situation. As you well know, and we've talked about, we are all under attack by way of mask mandates. Thankfully, those have been lifted. Vaccine mandates. Thankfully, people are not complying. And 5G, just to name three. Now, our food supply is under attack. Let's bring people up to speed on your fight against, well, I guess it would be your battalion chief, and explain to us why, after 18 years, because you question these mandates, they think you have some sort of behavioral issues.
Right. And so just so you know, they said in an administrative letter that they just sent out to me through the mail, and they also sent it to me to my fire department email. And so in that email, they said that, hey, we have noticed that we have seen a trend over the last 18 months of you having behavioral problems. And so just so you know, my first disciplinary action didn't happen until this past October. So if some type of administrator has seen all these behavioral problems, you would have evidence in place to show me or show somebody that this has been, you know, presented to me at some point in time, whether formal or informal, but they can't do that. But the good thing is, my attorney, the one thing he did say, I haven't sat in front of him yet, but the one thing he did say is that, like, are they trying to hang themselves or whatever? Because did they ever present anything to you of behavioral problems? I said, no. I said, so I think what happened is the one person that probably watched some SGT report back when we did the mask thing, when we showing that there was something in the mask, and then we showed the next video that you did with me, we were showing something with, you know, maybe the vaccinated people were putting off potentially some type of frequency or something like that. And so these videos started circulating my fire department. And of course, they deemed that as bad behavior, or some type of misinformation, disinformation type thing. You know, this world that we live in is all about misinformation, disinformation, and putting some type of pejorative on you where you're an anti-vaxxer or you're anti-this or you're anti-that or whatever, instead of me just being somebody who sees and that it's observable, measurable, and repeatable, and they don't care about that. They don't care that I'm finding things that are observable, measurable, and repeatable consistently and constantly. But it doesn't mean nothing to nobody. So I have a behavioral problem. And so in this letter, it says 18 months. They can't prove it, but they put it in this format in this letter that will go in my file. And so it's already, it's defamation, it's lying, slandering. It hits so many things on the legalese that they're shooting themselves in the foot. But basically what I'm going to end up having to do is let them finish the crime. And a lot of firefighters and paramedics don't realize how much the law protects them, actually, especially even the police department. And the police department's bill of rights are a little bit different than ours, but kind of the same. But it's basically called the Firefighter Bill of Rights. And your employer, has a code of conduct on how they have to present disciplinary action for you. So I think they didn't like the fact that I was spreading truth in the fire department. They didn't like the fact that I was telling people or I was showing them that, hey, look, you're in a clinical trial. They didn't know it. 80% of the people in our fire department that took this shot, they did not know that they were in a clinical trial. Also, my fire chief, I spoke with him 2 hours in sometime around July on the telephone. I was talking, and he himself told me he didn't think twice about it. He got in line and rolled his sleeve up and got it. I said, did you not realize that it's not licensed, unapproved, and it's a clinical trial that's not over, and well, his particular one's not over until 2023. I said, did you know that? And he goes like, well, no. And I shared the clinical trial with him, and he's like baffled. And then I was just telling him, I was trying to get to him, which my lower command staff, the battalion chief and the deputy chief level, didn't want me to get to him. And they didn't like that. They didn't like that I bypassed all of them because I saw what was going on. They were attacking me, constantly attacking me after I did these two videos with you, because they didn't like that. I had some type of platform or whatever that I was able to present my case or tell them how they fell short, especially in the mask. And there are people still wearing masks. And guess what? People are still getting pneumonia off of this, whatever was in those masks. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And they just fight against you so hard when you come out with any type of bitter truth that you can prove with documentation from the clinical trial, from the CDC, from OSHA, they don't care. They don't want to hear any of that because their policy says something else. And that's where we're at right now. And now I was supposed to get my annual physical in June, this past June. And my son was in the hospital, in and out of the hospital. And so it didn't get taken care of. So he rescheduled it. My battalion chief rescheduled it for to be done by October 1st. So I went to go. I scheduled it September 24th. I was on my way to get it done. And I'm like, you know what? Let me call up there first because I'm not going to wear a mask during my physical. And I even hate that I was going to even sit out in the lobby wearing one. It gets under my skin. But I was going to do that. But I was not going to wear a mask during my annual physical. I've already told them it gives me headaches, it makes me tachycardic, and it makes my blood pressure elevate. A lot of things that you don't want to be taking place while you're getting your annual physical. That's just me. And so I called up there. I said, hey, I would appreciate it if during the different sessions or whatever, because it's an all-day event for this NFPA physical we have to do. And I said, let me just relax the mask when they're doing my vitals. Let me relax the mask when you're doing my 12 lead. And he said, absolutely not. I said, okay, well, then you can cancel my appointment. So I wrote an email to my chief. Crickets. I didn't hear nothing to him until October 1st. And then October 1st, he calls me. I'm on shift. He calls me and says, Eric, I already told you to get this physical done. He said, are you going to go get it done right now? I've already scheduled it for you. I said, so I didn't consent to it the first time. I said, do you understand what consent is? I said, I don't think you do. I didn't consent to it. I said, you can't make me go. And then I said, I'm going to start recording you. And then he went ballistic on me. And then he said, well, you just write a letter and say, hey, that I'm not going. I said, I've already wrote you a letter saying what's going on. I said, you chose not to come to talk to your fireman, your firefighter. You chose not to come talk to me. Other now you're intimidating me and you're pushing me to do something I didn't consent to. And so now, leapfrog from October 1st to October 18th. And this is where they start to violate the Firefighter Bill of Rights. You have to make notice. You have to give the firefighter notice. First, you have to give them notice that you're actually going to take disciplinary action against them. They didn't do that. I never knew from October 1st to October 18th that some type of disciplinary action was going to come down on me. October 18th, he brought himself a witness, another battalion chief, the safety officer, the safety division battalion chief. They come up there together and sit in front of me. And it doesn't go well for me in a sense. It gets the emotions get high because I'm like, you guys are violating my rights. And of course, they don't think they do because they're in a big club. Just like George Carlin said, they're in a big club and I'm not in it. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, why haven't any of you guys came and talked to me? You know, let's have a conversation. But no, they didn't. So they wrote me up, and then they also wanted to present me with EAP to send me to behavioral counseling because I chose not to wear a mask to go to my annual physical. So now they're trying to say that I'll have a behavioral problem. So there's a rebuttal process that you have, and I went through it. I rebutted it, if you will, and it got kicked back. And the funny thing, the reason it got kicked back is because they failed all the policies of due process with the fire department and the city policy. So because they didn't give me my due process, they kicked it back to pending. And then they redid it all over again. And that's something because they didn't follow policy, all they had to do was just back up and punt and just start to play over again. So they did that again. And they presented that to me sometime in probably late February And this whole time I'm barely at work. I'm in and out of work because my son is just, you know, he's sick. He had a lot of problems going on at that time. And he's just gotten to the point now where he's fairly stable. He still has issues and stuff, but this whole mask thing, the reason I'm standing on this hill is because like I was telling you right before we started, my son, when he was going to just his regular visits, his follow-up visits from all the issues he was having with low hemoglobin. Oxygen is what's carried on your hemoglobin. Your hemoglobin was what distributes oxygen throughout your body. His count was right around 5 and 6. And I'm just so you know, the 10 years I worked in the ER, we used to have a little bet that we could look at somebody and say, hey, I bet you they're a hemoglobin of 9 or 10 or 11. Because these people look like zombies, you know, they're dying essentially. And so my son was able to walk into an ER or walk into the clinic with a hemoglobin of 5 and 6, which most adults would not be able to do that at all. And they want to cover his face.
Yeah.
And then one day out of the blue, going to the office like we typically do, the security goes ballistic on us, just goes ballistic on us. And so it blew up. And this was probably 6 months later that at the end of that blew up in our face. And now I had to go and fight for him, my son, in the middle of all of these administrators at this children's hospital. It was like probably 4 administrators all the way up to the director of the hospital, all the way down to a representative from the clinic. And I'm sitting there, I can't understand how you guys don't see that my son's hemoglobin's 5, right? And you want him to wear a mask into this just for what? Is he not safe here? Who's not safe? You know, he's trying to survive. And you're basically, and I told him, I said, you're trying to kill him. This would be murder if you put a mask on his face with a hemoglobin of 5. I said, give me a break. And eventually they're like, okay, so what do they have to do for us? They had to bring us in the hospital, Jim Crow style, and come through a service elevator, go around the back, come up the back side of the clinic. So my son, he had to walk a whole lot further. And at the time he was getting kind of short-winded at times, walk a whole lot further, go up a service elevator and come in through a back door. So my son, this is the things that I've done for my son. And most people wouldn't do that. They would just put a mask on their child. And I see it over and over again. And they would just carry them right up to the office. And they'd be so short-winded. I've seen so many kids in that hospital that can't breathe. And their parents are just chill with it. Matter of fact, they'll sit there and be in the little Starbucks line in the hospital waiting to get their little Starbucks, but where they could just walk out the door and go to a Starbucks out in public where their child doesn't have to wear a mask any longer, where they can breathe.
Well, I still occasionally see parents with children masked going into a grocery store. Even now, to this day, it blows my mind how blind some of these sheeple are. And I guess it's a little ironic at this point that the mask mandates even at airports and on airplanes have been lifted, but you're still waging this battle because you didn't want to wear a mask during your physical. Did you ever put that in writing to your battalion chief, to anyone at the fire department, that the mask is dangerous for you in terms of health because of tachycardia, yeah, things of that nature?
I even told him, I've worked several cardiac arrests, and man, we are working a lot of cardiac arrests. And just before I continue, so something that we're noticing in our area a lot of is a lot of patients are having ablations. My ex-wife, who's double vaxxed, just had an ablation. She's 40-some years. She's like 41 years old.
What's an ablation?
So an ablation is a procedure where basically they send you away, like they go into through like your radial artery, or they go up through your thigh, and they basically go in there and burn away certain pacemakers in your heart. You got multiple pacemakers in your heart, and they'll go and burn away certain pacemakers to potentially correct an arrhythmia, typically atrial fibrillation. And she was having atrial fibrillation. So And a lot of times when I've seen almost every single person that's ever had an ablation at her age, it's got like an 80% failure rate. Basically, she's probably going to be on some high dose med eventually, or have an actual pacemaker installed. That's usually what happens.
So you're seeing a rise in heart-related issues and calls for paramedics help because of heart-related issues?
Oh yeah, massive. And yeah. And it's kind of ironic that me and my crew has worked several cardiac arrests that is sub 50 years old. And when you start doing compressions, we're starting to see this fountain phenomenon. When I mean fountain, like a fountain of blood come out of their mouth. I'm sorry if that's graphic, but it is what it is. And it's pretty, like you start doing maybe get 30 seconds in on compressions, and then you just get this fountain of blood that just goes everywhere.
Good Lord.
Actually my last shift was like last Wednesday. I was coming in and our crew already seen that multiple times already. For the ones we worked, and the ones we didn't work, where we just pronounced on scene, what we're seeing is blood all over the place on both ends. We're seeing a lot of that. And the crew was like, they were talking, man, we saw this weird thing. And before I got to say anything, one of my partners that worked a cardiac arrest like that, he said, let me guess, y'all had a blood fountain. And they're like, what, how'd you know? He just said, lucky guess. So
are these people all dying for the most part? I mean, you can't save these people, can you?
Yes, you cannot. No. Once you have that type of blood come out of somebody's mouth, it's a wrap. It typically means all that was in their lungs. So they had already had a drowning event before you got there.
I think for the audience, and I just want to say this because I did videos that I titled The Madness of a Lost Society. Back in the day when people would stand outside of stores overnight for Black Friday, they couldn't wait to get in at 5 a.m. to a Target or a Best Buy and basically loot the place. And I just thought it was madness. And, you know, for the audience who's listening to your story, who might just say, well, you should have just wore the mask to get through that day to get your physical. The problem with that, guys, as you know, is that when you agree to go along with the madness of this whole thing, you consent to insanity. And for many of us, that's where we've drawn the line, certainly in terms of forced vaccination, number one. But this forced masking, it was just so out of control. And of course, Eric, you'll appreciate this. The criminal in chief sitting in the White House, who's an illegitimate puppet president, he asked the DOJ to take a look at this ruling coming out of Florida, where the federal judge appointed by Trump said, enough, no more masks in airports, no more masks on airplanes. And Biden and the DOJ, they want to try to reverse that. Can you even imagine trying to put the genie back in the bottle at this point? Who on earth would comply, knowing what we all know now? We know it's all theater.
Yeah, but would it not surprise you if a lot of states went back? You know, if everybody was like, you know what, let's go back and do this. Let's mask everybody again. And I'm here to tell you, in the state of Virginia, they would do it like that because they're still doing it right now. It's almost like they love this thing that they got, this concealment of their face or whatever. I just think that it's just like some type of spell binding ritualistic thing that they can't break. Because of comfort. It's some type of comfort, I can only assume. Or it's just this wicked, dark spirit that's on these people that will not allow them to break that mask.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there is a wicked, dark spirit amongst many of these people. And that's why the Libs of TikTok, is that what the channel was called? Libs of TikTok, is being targeted by the mainstream media, because all that channel would do on TikTok is re-upload the insanity coming from these teachers, these LGBTQ teachers that want to indoctrinate our children into the ways of transitioning from a boy to a girl or a girl to a boy at age 7. You know, whatever you want, you can do it. And the teachers have your back and they'll never tell your parents. So that's what's going on. It truly is a spirit of evil that has captured so many of these people, Eric.
You got that right.
So let me ask you, you're on paid administrative leave right now. Is that what's happening?
Currently, yes. I am on paid administrative leave.
For how long?
It didn't say. So right now, I think I have to go through this behavioral counseling that the mandated me to do. And so I have to go see a counselor. I still haven't made an appointment with the individual. They have assigned me one, but the one they assigned me isn't available yet. But yeah, I gotta go through this. We call it EAP, Employee Assistance Program. So they mandated the Employee Assistance Program for me to go to sit in front of a counselor of some sorts, if you will. I don't know if it's behavioral specific. Could be. I don't know. But I would like to show you something this is what the type of paramedics that they're going to be putting out in the future. So,
friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
So do you see this document right here?
Yes.
That's like, so this is how in the National Registry, this is how people, they do their testing. And it's like you're sitting in front of a proctor, and it's kind of imaginary in a sense. They give you a scenario or whatever, and you say everything you would do or whatever. But at the very bottom is what I just noticed the other day. I was curious if they had changed it. So you got the critical criteria on if you hit any of these, you automatically fail. Just one. But there's actually a lot that you can hit. But if you only have to hit one of them, and it's an automatic failure. And so it's kind of funny how right here, failure to voice or ultimately provide appropriate oxygen therapy. Failure to assess to provide adequate ventilation. And so then you see all these other ones. Now, this is how it's been forever until 2020. This is where they're taking us. This is where, right there, look at the very bottom. There's only two critical criteria. There's only two things up there that can make you fail automatically.
Exhibits unprofessional behavior.
And what is that?
That could be anything that they don't like, anything that goes against officialdom, anything that provides a narrative of information to the other paramedics and firefighters. Like, for instance, the bioweapon is experimental in nature.
That's right. And so that's the world we're living in. And I show people stuff like this all the time. And they're like, that doesn't mean anything. Okay. So you don't want a paramedic to come to you. You want a brand new paramedic to come to your house. That's not going to provide oxygen to your family. And reason they're saying that is because there are a lot of fire departments in the United States. And I don't know if they're still doing it, but for the most part, for a long time, there's a lot of fire departments that were like, for the first and foremost thing you do when you come in a house is you put something over that person's face. Instead of, hey, if they're in some type of respiratory distress, how about give them oxygen or give them some type of therapy. So they were taking a lot of therapies from us this whole time in the very beginning anyway, like NEP treatments. Do you know how many people you could just go to the house and give them a NEP treatment and leave them at home? But then there's so many fire departments that were, you know, not giving them NEP treatments, and then they get worse. And then they take them to the hospital, they get worse and worse. And then obviously when they go too far, we know what's going to happen. They're going to get intubated. And then you're done.
Real briefly, what's a NEP treatment?
Oh, a neb, like a albuterol
nebulizer. Oh, got it.
Nebulizer. Yeah. A neb treatment of sort of nebulizer. Yeah.
All righty. Well, so they want to get rid of you. They want to get rid of you. They either want you to quit or ultimately, can they fire you for this? Is that ultimately what they're going to do?
Here's the thing is like, I prepared for this. I knew this day was coming. So we got to a point in our finances that if I did get terminated, I don't have to go out tomorrow and fight for a job or try to find something. So we did prepare for this. We knew that at some point, the way that they were treating me, just because I was giving people information, and there's so many firefighters, lieutenants, and captains that have come to me after all this, and they do this first before they talk to me. They go, "Hey, man, I feel horrible. I've never felt this bad before in my life, but I can't tell nobody this because, you know, the second that you go against this thing that's happening, this, as soon as you go against the spirit that's moving in our fire department, they get attacked. It's almost like this spirit that's moving amongst us is like the key holder to all discord or all conversations. It knows when it's going to happen or whatever. And next thing you know, these people get attacked. They get attacked for saying that I don't feel good. They get attacked for saying I've had migraines. I can't hardly move my fingers anymore. It hurts to walk. It hurts to bend over. And people were afraid to even say those little things that they were going to get attacked by the others, the ones who took the shot. And so far at this point in time have been ill affected, you know? Yeah. They definitely don't want that type of information. They don't want people to know that they're in a clinical trial. They don't want people to know that we're looking at almost 30,000 vaccine related deaths. They don't want nobody to know that, you know, it's just insane. They don't want nobody to know that there's almost 50 plus thousand people with, disabilities, permanent disabilities. I mean, that's something that people need to know, and they need to know how to find it, and they need to know what clinical trial they're in, and all these things. These are things that people should know. It's called informed consent, and they don't see that, and all they see is somebody who's an agitator in the fire department, somebody who's mixing the pot up, stirring it, instead of actually giving them the consent, the informed consent. Right. Well, just more. They already consented. But the information that they should have got when they actually consented to this thing without being informed.
Yeah. Well, speaking of informed consent, maybe we should do a screen share here. I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that I had some shocking video to play. I don't know how shocking it is. I guess people know this exists. But to me, it's shocking. Do you think that these children in this school have informed consent as it pertains to that giant 5G tower that was just put up right by the fields where the children play, right by the playground, right behind the school? 5G has never been tested. There are zero safety studies that were done by telecom. AT&T, Verizon, their lobbying groups fast-tracked this right along with the FCC and the former chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, who is foaming at the mouth, saying it's far better to turn loose innovation than to get bogged down waiting for safety studies. I'm not making that up. That's what he said. Now, do the children that go to that school every single day, have they given informed consent? Do they have informed consent so that they can give consent to being radiated every single day by that 5G tower? Eric, what are your thoughts on what you're seeing as it pertains to this nightmarish? And I can't even tell you how ominous the thing is when you're up close to it. Now, we've had nothing but terrible weather, so it looks even more ominous against a dark sky, you know, as the sun goes down. But it's enormous. This thing is so incredibly gargantuan, and it towers over the school and radiates children all day long.
Yeah, I've seen some technology that recently went up around my mom's house that she lives in Carolina, in a very small town in Carolina, like very small, and it's all farm town. And I'm like, and this thing literally looks like Megatron essentially. It was like a gigantic transformer. And I went there one day and I was like, that's the worst I've ever felt in my entire life, because you could see it from her house. And by the time I got home, man, I felt like I was beat down. But yeah, in my city and in all the cities surrounding me, every single playground you go to, there's some type of technological tower of that sort, about that size or bigger, next, right over top of the playground. And, you know, and you've seen some of my measurements that I've sent you over the past with the, you know, the RF meters and all that. And it's all the same. It's off the charts. It's so many times above what the FCC regulates that says that it's safe, even though we know that the FCC regulations, that's not safe to start with. But it's so many times above and beyond that. And it's insane to me that people don't think that that thing, that, that those things are causing problems. And they don't, I guess, because they're ill-affected. If it doesn't hurt me or harm me, if I'm okay, everybody else must be okay.
Right. What we do know about 5G, Eric, is that it is very effective at targeting the testes of boys and the ovaries of girls. I think the whole thing is a depopulation plan. It's all a eugenics plan. And I think if we're seeing infertility rates on the rise in the West over the past decade or two, imagine, just imagine how infertile these children sitting in that school are going to be. They're going to depopulate the West one way or the other, Eric.
I know, it's sad, especially in you know, you're talking about a tower outside of a school. You're not even talking about the infrastructure that is in the school, the bazillion routers and network extenders. And now think about all these kids in these schools. They all have, they're all carrying laptops now. And most of them, more specifically, are carrying Google Chromebooks. And Google Chromebooks have already been, you know, the studies have been done. They're the dirtiest laptops you can get, the Google Chromebooks, as far as the amount, the type of energy that they put out, as far as RF, EMF, and all that type of stuff. So every single kid, you say you got 15 kids in a classroom, 30 kids in a classroom, every single kid has a laptop. Every single kid is connecting to the Wi-Fi, that they probably have a network extender in their classroom. And then that's not even counting all these kids that are carrying cell phones. I mean, they take a biological beating all day at school. And then we wonder why. And then in half the schools and around this area, the kids are still wearing masks. So they're having these little neurological events going on where they're, you know, oxygen deprived. So they start having all these little things going on in their brain where they start to get scar tissue and all that stuff, because they have these little neuro events, these micro neuro events all day long. And that stuff is going to start to build and cause problems. And they're seeing all these, this violence going on. Yeah, because when you're oxygen deprived, you might act a little primitive, like, because, you know, you're not yourself. The all the studies have shown when people are oxygen deprived that they can tend to be violent. And so that's just me. And that's just me, just little old firefighter paramedic reading studies. But nobody they don't read these things because it's irrelevant to them.
I know. Nobody knows what's going on. I mean, the normies don't. In fact, I've seen on the neighborhood app where somebody will say, hey, why are there 5G towers now over the middle school in the town in which I live? And people will say, so what? What's wrong with that? To which the person will say, I think they're dangerous. My understanding is these are very dangerous towers. And the normies will all respond, you're crazy. You're wearing a tinfoil hat. It's completely safe, idiot. Like, seriously, some of these people who defend the 5G and defend the vaccine, they're just clueless zombies. Guys, here's Fire Medic's BitChute channel. I wanted to play this video. First, it's short and sweet. Secondly, they're coming after us in every conceivable way. You like hot dogs?
Watch what you put in your body.
We'll be right back.
Yummy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go back to your channel here as we wrap this up. Can morgues leach blood? Our sky looks more like a Lucasfilm production these days. Psalms 8:2, out of the mouth of babes, and the things I find in the rainwater. One of the things I like that you've done, Eric, is that you listened to my interviews with Sophia Smallstorm, and then that has triggered you to create videos where you'll play part of the interview, and then you'll take us a bit further or tie us back to something she said when I previously interviewed her years ago. I think she's a wealth of information, and you do a nice job on your BitChute channel. Is there anything you want people to know? Is there any way we can support you? How do people follow you? And of course, you'll keep us up to speed on your drama going on here with the fire department.
Well, I definitely want to thank you, Sean, because you know, a lot of people, you know, over time, people think that you've even said to yourself, or they think you're a shill or this or that. You know, Sean is a genuine person. He has stuck by me. We've been in contact for a long time now, ever since, I don't know, maybe whenever our first interview was. He didn't shrug me off or anything like that. He responds to me pretty much all the time. So he's a good person. And just because he interviews somebody you don't like, I mean, that's life, right? We're surrounded by people we don't like, but we still talk to them. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. And I really do try to respond to everybody who emails me and things like that. And I think you're a stand-up guy as well, so I appreciate the kind words. But give me an example of a guest that people don't like. I struggle with that sometimes because, you know, I don't have a staff of producers who can get me, you know, A-list guests all the time. So I do the best I can as a one-man band. Is there anybody I've had on that you kind of bump on, or give me an example?
I don't, because I know that, you know, if you look through scripture and you look up the word, if you have the way to look up things like keyword search, if you just like keyword search the word sleep in scripture, it has nine times out of 10 has nothing to do with you going to sleep at night. It has something to do with with the veil or what you can see in this world. You're asleep to what's really going on. You can't see it because you're asleep. And we're all at different levels of awakening, I believe. Because like, for instance, Dr. Z, just because Dr. Z is still, you know, he's people don't like it when people, there's other people who don't, or not in the germ theory. There's some more people who are in terrain theory. Then you've got the germ theory people. And then you have a doctor on that says something about COVID or viruses and all this kind of stuff. And, oh, you're a shill this or you're a shill that. Now, these physicians, most of these physicians have been taught wrong almost their entire life. And they're waking up to it. If 2020 didn't show them that something's drastically wrong with our system, nothing will. But people are seeing it, and they're slowly waking up. Not everybody is on warp speed, you know, like the vaccine. Only thing that was on warp speed was the vaccine, right? But everybody else wakes up in layers or in incremental steps, like baby steps. And just because Dr. Z says one thing and then he has, you know, an Amanda Vollmer on who is, you know, terrain theory versus germ theory.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, so, people do get bogged down on that topic. And to me, that's a little bit like those who know that 9/11 was a false flag operation, but want to get bogged down on the no planes theory or space beams or, you know, whatever. The point is the towers came down, a lot of people died, and the towers didn't have to come down. They were brought down.
Right.
Same with World Trade Center 7. So let's all agree that 9/11 was a false flag operation, just as we can agree that whatever this thing is called COVID was killing people in the hospitals, but it was the protocols that were killing people more than anything. Venting the people and putting them on remdesivir. These people are criminally liable for the murders of many, many people. And when you get a guy like Dr. Zeon, who calls out the deep state, calls out the satanic New World Order, I respect him very much. And then he creates a product called Z-Stack, you know, which can help people prevent getting sick so that you don't have to go to the hospital, because it has quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, which really helps keep you healthy. I think that's a great product, whether or not there is a boogeyman virus called COVID.
Right.
So I totally agree with where you're coming from. I just think people, especially there's a lot of trolls in the BitChute comments that love to do that. Like if I have on Dr. Lee Merritt and she mentions the virus, oh, Lee Merritt's a shill. There is no virus. It's like, settle down.
Right.
We're calling out the deep state, the New World Order, and the Bill Gates death protocols. Okay, that's number one.
Right.
Number two, terrain theory. Fine, we can have those conversations as well.
Right. But also, I do have a gifts and go, and because I can already see that this is going to go to illegal. I'm going to have an attorney. I'm going to have to get this taken to the courts, because they're going to fire me. I don't see any other way around it. They're very prideful, and they're not going to let me disrupt or destruct or destroy their little club of Rome they got built up. But I do have a get set go. If you just go search Fire Medic 8, you'll find me. That's all you got to do is put in Fire Medic 8. And also, Sean has basically single-handedly built my channel myself. Because I'm here to tell you, before Sean started sharing a lot of my videos on the phaser, I kept maybe sub 100 subscribers. And now, since he started putting a lot of my videos up on phaser, now I got a little bit better. I'm up to almost to 500 now. So I appreciate that, you doing that. That's definitely awesome.
Good. Yeah, well, you know, they're not YouTube numbers. You got to love that some of these people still get to be on YouTube. By the way, I get a real kick out of one of these guys, and I really like his content too, and he gets to thrive on YouTube. His name is Viva Fry. He's the Canadian attorney turned YouTuber. I don't know if you follow him. Interesting guy, smart guy, has on great guests, but he did something that I think is one of the craziest things that I've ever seen, and it speaks to ego. And it's one of the reasons I've never appeared in my videos. I've always tried to keep my ego at bay to some degree. And what he did was he built a very successful YouTube channel because, you know, so many of us have been kicked off, but he gets to be on there and he covers good topics. So it's not a criticism of him as a human being or the things he covers, but it just speaks to ego. He built this incredible YouTube channel with a great following. And then just recently, about a month or two ago, he came up with this crazy logo, like a mad scientist silhouette. So think Einstein's hair on steroids, crazy hair logo. And then he started appearing in his videos with crazy hair, like blow dried hair. That's all like crazy, like a circus performer. And I just think it's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen. And I don't know that anybody's called him out on it. It's just bizarre to me that somebody who has on excellent guests and covers serious news topics and the law would create a crazy hair guy logo and then mimic that in his real life with crazy hair when previously there was no crazy hair. I just honestly, man, I think the world has gone mad. I really, really do. All right. Well, guys, if you want to support Firemedic 8, all right, one more thing.
One more thing, Sean. If you have any of your listeners are looking for some type of like online community or whatever, I've recently been made one of the team members over at Unexpected Cosmology. And if you want to come over there and see us go on Unexpected Cosmology, and if you want to access to all kinds of people, different thoughts, and, you know, different content, people distribute all kinds of content on our Discord page, just go to Unexpected Cosmology and there's a Discord link on there where it will take you to our Discord page. And we also, in this new world that we live in, I think one of the most, profound things you can do to cleanse yourself of this world, if you haven't done so, is to get baptized. And I think that's probably one of the most important things that anybody could do, is to cleanse this disgusting world off of you if you haven't done so. And Unexpected Cosmology and the Parable of the Vineyard, they both on their websites, both have baptizers throughout the United States. So if you need to be baptized, find the closest one, go get it done. Bless you, Sean. Thank you for your time.
Yes, absolutely. That's brilliant. Eric, I want to thank you for your time as well. Unexpected Cosmology. How do people find that? Is that a .com?
Yeah. You could go to unexpectedcosmology.com.
Okay.
They also have a YouTube channel, Unexpected Cosmology, as well. And if you just find it, if it's easier for you to find it on YouTube, then you could go, and there's a link on there from the YouTube channel to go to the website. And then almost all the videos have a Discord link in them. So if you click on any of the videos, you should be able to click a Discord link and go on there. And I'll tell you what, it's like a content distribution center there. I'm telling you, there's so much content that's distributed amongst there.
Okay. I want to do one more screen share here. We got to wrap this up because I have another one coming up here, another call. Proof of God, divine imprint, somatics, and sacred geometry, ancient knowledge. This is over at my site, thephaser.com right now, guys. It strings together many videos, sound clips from over the years. And it really is the proof of God, the proof of design, the proof of a creator. The DNA is a scroll of information written by God. And that's what they're trying to defile every single day right now, the powers that ought not be, with their mRNA experimental bioweapon. They want to defile God's creation. And I assure you, God is real. Our guest has been Eric Firemedic 8. You can support him at Give, Send, Go by searching for Firemedic 8. Eric, if you do get fired, we'll get you back on and we'll get you many more donations for Give, Send, Go. We got your back the best we can.
I appreciate it, Sean. Thank you very much.
Keep going. All right, brother. Thank you very much. And friends, thank you for tuning in. For real news every single day, check us out over there at thephaser.com and, of course, sgtreport.com. By the way, I will leave a link to Z-Stack below if you guys want to get some of Dr. Z's product so you can stay healthy and stay out of the hospital. And every single day for real news, friends, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
The beauty about this is not a conspiracy. It is not a theory. It is documented fact. You can see the document. The document is available on the World Health Organization's website. This is what they're trying to push through.